Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where we build your business together with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to maximize your ROI in everything. How do you make sure your return on investment is a good one? Doesn't matter if it's time or money. Let's get down to business and talk about it. All right, as you might know, ROI stands for return on investment. And in this lesson, we're going to talk about an investment of money, time, effort. There are different things or different times in your business where you're going to make investments. You need to make sure that you're getting a good return. So let's start with money. Say, for example, I made a $100 investment every week on Facebook ads. Let's say those ads got me 50 leads. And from those 50 leads, I got 5 customers. If my average sale on each customer is $50, then I would have made $250 off that ad, making my return on investment $150. Now that's an awesome ROI because that's 150%. So I would know that my return on investment on that marketing campaign was a good one. And I may reinvest in there and up the ante a little bit. Maybe now I would invest $150 or $200 and see how much return I would get from that. But let's say I invested the same $100 on Facebook ads, but only generated one sale, making $50. So my return on investment wouldn't be the best return because I lost $50 on that investment. What do you do then? This is presuming you know what you're doing with the actual investment, meaning in this case, you know how to run a Facebook ad. It's not like this is the first time you've done it. So you know it's not your skills as somebody who's setting up a campaign. If you're new at it, that could be a factor. But if you're not, then maybe you need to try it another time, maybe up it a little bit more, $120. If you still don't make a good ROI, then maybe you need to spend your investment somewhere else on marketing, maybe Google AdWords or somewhere else. What about a return on investment when it comes to time? Personally, I'm actually thinking about learning how to code with Ruby on Rails. I'm gonna have to take a look at how much time will it take for me to be proficient. It may take 10 hours a week for 3 months in order for me to be able to code a website with Ruby on Rails. Now the question is, what will I do with that return? Maybe I can code my own website and I wouldn't have to hire somebody else. Or maybe I can code other people's websites and make money that way if I wanted to do that. So I have to evaluate if learning the skill and utilizing it is worth my time and effort. This is not as easy as when it comes to evaluating an ROI with money. But the best way to look at it is how would I use what I've learned? Or how would I use what I've spent my time on? Would I get a return? Would it be worth it? What if it's a combination of money and time? Like say, for example, you want to go to a conference that's coming up and maybe that conference is going to be a good chance for you to meet some people that you've been wanting to meet, to network, to make some friends. But the conference is going to cost money, the actual ticket to the conference, then you have to fly there, you have to get accommodations and food and all that stuff. You got to kind of put into account and see how much it's going to cost you. That's an investment. What's the return? Sometimes it's not super clear cut. And I'm not saying you should be a cold-hearted person where it's like, well, there's no return on this, so I'm not going to make any friends. I actually believe that in these cases, you should try to do it a few times and see it as an investment and take a look at the returns afterwards. Now, obviously, it would be a better ROI than going on vacation somewhere. Some of the best times I've ever had are at these conferences. I had more fun at some of these conferences than I've had in a holiday vacation somewhere like in the Bahamas or something. So you need to evaluate the ROI on that. You might make some really great connections, really great relationships and friends in those conferences. You might solidify some relationships. There's people that I knew online that when I went to this conference, we became very close friends because now we met in person and it's real and then we connected ever since. But the point of today's lesson is whenever you're looking to invest time or money or even effort, you need to take a look at what's the return. How much return will I get? Is it going to be worth it? Because for most of us, we have a limited amount of time and money. Guys, thank you so much. I say this every episode, but thank you so much, Nicole. I really appreciate your support. And thank you for listening to the $100 MBA Show. If you want to show a little extra support, you can give us an iTunes rating or review on iTunes. Even if you're not the review type, you know, like you never review anything, make an exception for us. And you can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. We have detailed instructions there. Here's a review from Lisa Cummings. She says, give me more, 5 stars. Love Omar's easy style. Sounds like a real dude you're chatting with at the Smart Business People Bar. The daily 10-minute format makes me a happy subscriber. Great groove on the music too. It's giving me swagger. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for that great review. And thank you all for giving us such great reviews. And remember, everybody who leaves us a rating and review on iTunes enters our weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA Training and Community Online. On Fridays, we announce it on the show. We call it Free Ride Fridays. We announce the winner. You can win this week's. Go ahead and give us a review. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Often when we are hustling, we're working hard, we're working on our business, trying to make it happen, we neglect our health. And I know I talked about this before, but it's so important. I just had a reminder of it recently, and I wanted to share it with you. You know, a few months ago, I was in less than perfect health. I wasn't feeling that good because I was not spending enough time, you know, exercising or eating right. But luckily, I had Nicole. You know, Nicole has been amazing, and she's really helped me and motivated me and reminded me that, you know, without health, I'm useless, you know, and you got to be in top form if you want to perform well. And I just want to pass that on to you and pass on that reminder that I got from her to you. So, you know, no matter how busy you are, try to make some time to, you know, move your body, go for a walk, you know, and re-energize. You'll think clearer, you'll feel better, and you'll enjoy the process more. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.